Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the who's and where's in the political media. Today's topic, riding the swing. What I find significant about the midterm elections is that it shows that despite all attempts to render them extinct, the swing voter still exists. Frankly, the principal focus of political rhetoric in the last several years has been to tell the independent voter, sure, you can call yourself independent if you wish, but it is time to take sides. There is a war going on, a culture war, a war on Christmas. The people who want America to win against the people who want the terrorists to win. It is the Christians versus the atheists. It's the culture of life versus the culture of death. And are you going to vote for death? If that kind of rhetoric caused the middle to just throw away the whole idea of elections, that accomplished the same thing. Two highly hardened sides. And don't simply pin this on the neoconservatives. They may have gotten the ball rolling, but their most vocal opponents have been just as enthusiastic in promoting it, since for them, too, it means that the margins are less, well, marginalized. Once the sides have been so cleanly split and the middle either sent away in disgust or forced to one or the other for lack of a third choice, then it becomes simply a matter of getting more of your people to the polls. With American voting turnout being so low, there's a huge opportunity to win through turnout. For example, you may only have the support of a third of the people, but if your third votes in twice the percentage of the others, you still win. That is, I think, why Bush, Cheney, and Rove seemed so blithely optimistic in the later days of the election, despite everything going so bleak in the polls. It is because they believed that their 72-hour plan could get the right people to the polls in sufficient numbers, and that once there, they intrinsically could not force themselves to mark a name with a D next to it after so many messages over so many years that D stood for death, despair, and destruction. Get them to the polls, and they couldn't possibly vote for the enemy. But they did. Turnout numbers were not unusually low, and when they got to the booth, it turns out that a great many people found their independence again, both emotionally and politically. They decided that they could put a mark next to the person with the D next to their name and hope that something could be better. That is most of what the Democrats offered. Not a specific plan that would certainly fix things, but a hope that something would be different. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.